This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Nearly half a century ago, California made a deal with its students. If they took tough courses in high school and did well, the state would guarantee them a spot at the University of California or California State University. But Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has broken that promise for tens of thousands of qualified students. Catherine Barron reports from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Tamron Miller should have been a slam dunk to get into the University of California at Santa Cruz. The Burlingame High School senior has a 3.8 grade point average, all in honors and advanced placement classes. She does volunteer work, plays soccer, and just received an academic excellence certificate signed by President Bush. So the rejection letter took her by surprise.
Basically, I just broke down. I lost it because that was my top choice school, and I didn't really find myself at home at any other school.
Sitting in the office of her high school counselor, two long braids draped over her shoulders, Tamron was more mad than upset. She had done everything she was supposed to do.
I went beyond the eligibility, and they said, you know, this is what you have to do to get into a UC, and this is what they told us when I was a freshman. And then when I'm applying and not getting accepted, it's just like, where did that go? What happened to that promise that you did make me like 4 years ago?
That promise was broken because of a political budget deal recently announced between California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the leaders of the University of California and Cal State University. Under the six-year deal, the universities agreed to raise student fees for the third time in 2 years. But most controversially, they agreed to cut enrollment by 28,000 students. In return, the governor pledged to restore funds and enrollment starting in a year. UC Berkeley historian John Douglas says that's no consolation for students now directed unexpectedly to community colleges instead of four-year universities.
This is really the first time this social contract has been broken. And what's unusual about this is it's the first time a governor has proposed that the segments not accept all UC-eligible students.
A committee of the UC Board of Regents was initially split on whether to go along. In the end, however, the full Board of Regents approved the deal.
Royce?
Yes.
Sales?
Yes.
And Siegler?
Yes.
Motion carries 14 to 2.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
A day earlier, the Cal State trustees did the same.
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah, right.
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah, right.
With less than 2 weeks to go before final exams, several hundred students walked out of class at Cal State Hayward to protest the governor's deal. Carrying a sign reading, "No Deal," freshman Brianna LeJean said she and many of her classmates already work in order to pay for school, and the agreement threatens to force them out.
What do we have left if we don't have an education? You know, if we can't afford to go to school, then what else are we supposed to do?
The students have friends in high places who can thwart the deal. State Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez, a Democrat, has vowed to go to the mat for higher education.
There are just some areas where it's very difficult to compromise. We're drawing the line and making it very clear that we're not going to leave students behind. And I think that that's a message that the governor needs to consider.
The governor and the legislature will get to consider it this week when debate begins on the state budget proposal. And thousands of California high school students, like Tamron Miller, will be watching. After learning the hard way that even safe schools are no longer a sure thing, Miller applied the same effort she brought to her honors classes and appealed her rejection from UC Santa Cruz. Next fall, she'll start her freshman term there. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in San Francisco.